Officials in one southwest Iowa county are advising people to consider evacuating. The Missouri River's levels are rising, triggered by recent heavy rainfall in northerly states and dam releases upstream. Sherry Bowen with Mills County says water is beginning to come back in through a levee breach in the southwest part of the county and is migrating north.
That standing water is only going to deepen. It's not moving with any significant force right now, but it is moving and increasing a little bit.
The Missouri River at Plattsmouth, Nebraska is expected to rise 2 feet over the next few days and will be about 3 feet above minor flood stage. Bowen says the area of concern where the county is cautioning people has about 40 properties at the most. A second Siouxland area ethanol plant is shutting down. The first was Plymouth Energy in Merrill, and now Sioux Center-based Siouxland Energy, a farmer-owned cooperative, has also stopped operations. The closures at both Iowa ethanol plants are temporary. A written statement blamed the Trump administration's ethanol waivers to oil refineries for the closure. Governor Kim Reynolds says President Trump will announce a new ethanol production guideline this week. And veteran candidate and one-time school board member Sean Broyhill is again seeking a seat on the Sioux City School Board. Thursday is the final day for candidates to file for nomination. There are 4 empty seats on the school board and 5 people are candidates, including Broyhill, board member Mayuki Nelson, Monique Scarlett, Dan Greenwell, and Taylor Godvin. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.